This October 13, 2022 edition of Fortnite by the National Golf Foundation is brought to you by our valued sponsor, Brightview. Better conditions, better bottom line. Visit brightview.com/services/golf to learn more about the golf course maintenance service they offer. The title of today's Fortnite is The Golf Impacts of Hurricane Ian, written and read by NGF's Chief Business Officer, Greg Nathan. Here's Greg.
At 3:10 in the afternoon on Wednesday, September 28th, Hurricane Ian ripped through the Barrier Islands in Fort Myers Beach, Florida, with 150-plus mile-per-hour winds and unprecedented Gulf surge. Having watched the Weather Channel's Jim Cantore in the lead-up to Ian's landfall, I was struck by his comment that this part of our state's western coast likely would not look the same after the storm. Anyone who has seen the images of the coastal areas knows those predictions were correct. The golf industry in the game's most heavily supplied state will also show some short and longer term scar tissue, as will the people employed at courses and golf-related businesses. National Golf Foundation's Jupiter headquarters dodged this bullet on the East Coast. Our good fortune means we've been on the job, considering how to offer useful perspective on Ian's influence on the lives of golfers and some guidance on the effect on courses, their employees, and suppliers. For those courses damaged or closed, the impacts will surely be exacerbated by the proximity of this event to Florida's unofficial opening day of the golf season, November 1st. Coastal flooding caused devastation to property near the shore, and heavy winds carved a swath across the state, strengthened over the Atlantic, and wreaked havoc in South Carolina as well. Our search of National Hurricane Center data revealed a map showing the cumulative wind history. In total, 1,119 golf facilities were touched by Ian. That's 8% of the country's overall supply. Almost one in six of those were hit by hurricane-strength winds, and a number of those, particularly in and around the Fort Myers area, remain closed or partially so. As broader recovery efforts continue, operators and management companies suggest there will likely be an inevitable negative impact on play in the area, which you can read more about in NGF's accompanying spotlight story on the website. Troon, the world's largest management company, had dozens of Florida facilities affected by the storm, including about 10 in the area in which the hurricane made landfall. I quote, "We still have a couple that are not open, but have a target date, and all should be operational by month's end," said Troon co-chief operating officer Bruce Glasgow. Some have made makeshift par 3 courses because debris still needs to be removed, and there is no way to navigate the entire golf course. In other words, people are finding a way, which is encouraging and shows the importance that golf plays in their everyday lives. In the wake of the storm, several industry associations have risen to the occasion to help their brothers and sisters. The Southwest chapter of the South Florida PGA reached out to every affected facility in the region and as many members as they could contact. PGA of America President Jim Richardson sent a communication reminding members about the PGA Medical and Disaster Relief Fund. You can apply for relief using a link on the website version of this story, or call 800-474-2776 to make a contribution. The National Golf Course Owners Association and its members have kindly offered support, ready to assist the recovery of anyone operating a course damaged by the storm. There's a link in this article at ngf.org for anyone who's seeking assistance from the NGCOA. Superintendents who need assistance should contact the GCSAA, their disaster relief fund. Also, there is a link in the ngf.org version of this story. The NGF has donated to hurricane relief efforts, and of course, if you're in a position to do so, we encourage you to do the same. Have a great day.
Learn more about how Greg and his expert business development team can assist your golf business achieve its goals. Visit ngf.org/services. And if you're not a member of the NGF, you really should be. Discover why thousands of industry leaders like yourself trust the NGF to stay in the know with the latest golf industry research, information, and data available. Visit ngf.org/membership for more info. Hey, thanks for listening. We'll be back again in a fortnight.